to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank this morning is our focus. Dana Klein is back with us. Dana, it's good to see you. Good morning.
It is great to see you too, Ted. Wonderful. Thank you.
We got lots to talk about. I saw you last week when you formally announced this big program that the giant is doing. I guess we'll start off with that just because it is really, they've given you a grant and it's going to do great things for the food bank.
Absolutely. Giant Family Foundation, we wrote last year for this grant, and this grant is going to help us expand our current kitchen facility. Now, 4 years ago, Giant was generous enough with another grant to help us initially refurbish the space that we had allocated for a kitchen so that we could actually safely prepare meals in that kitchen. And that has been so beneficial for our Kids on the Go summer feeding program. Well, now Giant has also given us another grant, so we will actually double the size of our current kitchen, which will allow us to prepare even more food, which in turn will allow us to expand our child feeding from not just summer feeding, but also year-round Club Kids to Super Snack program.
Boy, how exciting is all of that? And we should say, before we go any further and get into some of the details on this, over the years, I know Giant has been just a great friend to the food bank. This is just one of a number of things that the Giant has done.
Absolutely, absolutely. Giant has been a wonderful partner in this community. They really have a dedication to ending childhood hunger. They really have a dedication to helping families and seniors that are in need. They've started their new program, which you folks have been officially launching with that, to help make nutrition easier in their stores themselves. Yeah. They also have a number of food drives going on throughout this month to help alleviate hunger as well, and to get more food back into the food bank so we in turn can get that back out to the pantries.
Over the years too, they've donated at least one vehicle to the food bank that I know of.
Well, we didn't have it wasn't a donated vehicle. What they did is through the Our Family Foundation, at that point it was Giant Our Family Foundation, we actually wrote a grant and they allowed us to purchase a vehicle.
Oh, okay.
So we purchased the Kids on the Go van, and then we were able to furbish that with food so that we could actually go out into the community. So Giant was there for the launch of the Our Family Foundation or our Kids on the Go van for summer feeding, but they also helped previously with our mobile pantry. Giant was there to help stock our mobile pantry when we officially received our mobile pantry truck. So they've been here long term, very consistently over time, assisting this community.
Boy, they have just been a great friend to the food bank, and just those kind of things really have helped you get along. This space, I'm excited to see, as you described the current kitchen and how you're going to reconfigure things, and it's going to be, like you said, you're going to be able to do so much more with the summer feeding program, with other programs, though, just the different programs that you've got with the schools.
Absolutely. This expansion is necessary because we need to provide enough space to accommodate the increased number of staff and volunteers that it's going to take to prepare the increased number of meals. So in order to have the space for people to work efficiently and effectively, this grant is going to allow us to expand that. So we'll have prep tables, we'll have cooking areas, we'll have the ability to refrigerate and to store food, so we'll be able to stage the food so as it's ready to go out. We'll have a door which will allow our Kids on the Go van to actually pull up so that we can safely and efficiently transfer food at temperature controlled rates out the door onto the van ready to go. And the problem is we have a lot of kids out in remote areas that need food assistance during the summer, and what this allows us to do is to get more food out to all of those USDA approved meal sites. And the more meals we can get out to these USDA approved meal sites, the more children we're able to feed. So a lot of these kids don't have access to transportation to go get food, and oftentimes during the summer, which I've done this before, older children are often looking after younger children. children. So this makes it easy for an older child to be able to go to a safe congregate meal site, be able to get food for all of their brothers and sisters and themselves, yeah. and be able to safely make it back home.
And as this later this spring, we'll talk more in depth about what's going on with Summer Feeding. But last year, you fed a lot of kids came through the. Came through that program.
Oh, absolutely. Our goal this year is to provide for at least 6,000 children. So that's just a great way that Giant is helping to support us to be able to get those meals out. That means there's hundreds of meals going out all day. So that's a wonderful way to help provide for the community.
Last couple of years, I've gone to the summer feeding at the Salem Church Library, and those kids have just such a great time. It's the program is so well run.
Oh, it's wonderful. Latoya Brown, our children's program coordinator, does a fabulous job of organizing these kickoff events. Like you said, the Salem mm-hmm. Library is a kickoff event. I know we're also having one in Caroline this year, and then there's a third one, and I believe it's tentatively scheduled for Spotsylvania, but I'm not absolutely certain about that. They're working on the details. But these kickoff events are so fun. It gets the community very excited. It lets people know where the summer feeding programs are going to be held. It lets the community know that this is a safe space, that the children will not only receive food, but also some form of enrichment. It lets them know the schedule. Sometimes we have superhero day or some sort of action day with that for the kids. So yeah. It just makes it fun.
Yeah. No, boy, I know Oya Oliver over the years used to be, before summer feeding took place, was always concerned over the summer that so many kids who got free or reduced meals for breakfast and lunch during the school year were, you know, falling through the cracks in the summer. And this takes care of that. Other programs that you've got, these pantries in the schools, really reaching out and able to help a lot of families these days.
We heard so many horror stories. Oya has been there for over 25 years, and she can go back and tell you so many sad stories of kids losing weight over holidays or breaks or snow days or over the summer because they did not have access to the USDA food. You know, we take it for granted you're going to get either breakfast and or lunch, you know, through the USDA program at school. So the school's providing for that. But what about when schools close due to snow? Or what about when there's a holiday, you know, the holiday breaks? What about over the summer? That's a long time for a kid to wonder yeah. and worry about where their next meal is coming from. So this is a great way to help fill those gaps, to provide for those kids, and to make sure that the nutrition is getting out where it needs to be.
With this with this giant grant and all that you're going to do at the in expanding and all these changes to the kitchen and all, when will that start? When do you expect that to start and be finished?
Funny you should ask. Actually, we've been working on permits and planning everything with the county.
Yeah.
So we've been working on this for months. So at this point, we're going forward. We've received some notification that certain documents have been received and things are being recorded. So yes, we're expecting to start. Now, the big thing is to determine when the best time to do it.
Right. So I was wondering, because you got the summer feeding.
We're doing feeding all year.
Yeah.
So we do the Club Kids program right now. We have our Club Kids 2, which are fresh snacks going out to the community. So that goes out during the school year. And then we gear up for summer feeding, which is all summer. And since our schools get out at different times, summer feeding can start from the end of May
yeah.
all the way through till September. So then we've got school back in session in September. So we're working on the ideal time. So at this point, I can't give you an exact date just because we're looking at schedules and trying to figure out what the best time would be. And then we also have to work with our builder to
yeah.
make sure that they're able to work within that schedule. So as soon as we know, we will let the community know. But at least now we have funding. We're getting permits.
Yeah.
We've got their plans. So all of that is coming together.
Watch, I was thinking, I thought, boy, there are a lot of wheels in motion here because of permits. And then especially this year, Spotsylvania has such a short summer. They're starting school earlier, and so that's going to change things. So
yes.
a lot factors into that.
And there's a lot of kids in Spotsylvania that need food assistance. So that's another big thing that we're going to have to make sure that we start this plan running right out the gate because
yeah.
we have so many kids that need it right away.
Fredfood.org, the website for the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. Dana Klein is here. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the food bank, and we'll get into this morning ways that we all can help the food bank, too. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Dana Klein here with the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. We are talking all things food bank this morning, fredfood.org. You know, Dana, I never asked you, how did you end up getting involved in becoming so passionate about the food bank? I've never heard your story.
You know, it's always friends.
Yeah.
I had a friend, and I was graduating from University of Mary Washington, and I thought I was going to take the summer off, take a little brief time off. And my friend said, no, you need to go and see the food bank. And I said, I don't know where the food bank is. And she said, no, you need to do this. And I said, but why? And I said, I was looking forward to a nice summer. And she said, no, this is really important. You need this. And I said, I need this. No, what I need is a break. I've just finished finals and graduation and everything else. And I'm ready to, you know, relax for a little bit. She said, no, you need to go. So I went to the food bank and I met with Oya Oliver, the CEO, and Dale Resjik, the resource and development director, and just started looking around. I didn't know where the food bank had been. I had to have guidance to get directions there. Came in, saw the story. And back then, things were done very differently. This was almost 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And after I saw and saw the people, I thought, wow, this is very interesting. Now, I had done an internship at the Salvation Army through Mary Washington.
Yeah.
And so I used to do intake surveys for folks that needed assistance. And one of the things I would do is write the vouchers to go to the food bank. So this gave me the other side of the story to see the faces that received the vouchers to get food. And then now to see where the food bank was. And once I took a look at it and saw the stories and started talking with the people and seeing everything that was going on, you know, how could you not? So I will let you know that 12 days after I graduated, I started at the food bank.
Wow.
So much for summer fun.
Yeah. Still, what a great story.
Yes.
And to see the thing I think that you tell everybody who has questions about the food bank, come by and see what we do. But more than that, I mean, you've received a number of awards and have the highest ranking as far that you can get as far as just what you do in following all the guidelines.
Absolutely. We just received the Platinum certification through GuideStar. That's the highest award you can receive for transparency and fiscal responsibility. The food bank has always been very passionate about keeping financials, being transparent with the community, letting everybody know where we stand. Our CEO and board have always been very clear that the people need to be a part of this. They need to know everything. And so when we put all of our information in with GuideStar, they said, wow, this transparency and being able to see everything that you're doing and the accountability, when we measure you up with other people doing like-minded businesses, you guys are at the platinum level. So that lets people feel very good that when you make a donation, when you volunteer your time, when you give food, whatever you do, you're doing it to the very best of your ability. And the food bank is a great way to partner with the community to make sure that money's tight, and people have to really think about how they use their funds, how they spend their time, how they input in the community, and we all need to care for our neighbors and give back. But this is a great way to know that you're doing it well, that you're transparent. And I would caution anybody that if you're giving to an organization and they're not transparent and you can't see their financials and you don't know how things are going, to check them out and to see, is this really the best that I could be doing? Is this the best way that I can give back? Because you want to make sure that every dollar is used as effectively and efficiently as possible. That's important. And the food bank feels very passionately about that.
Yeah. No, it's always good. And when Oya's in here, always invites people that if you have questions, make an appointment, come on by, and it is something to see. Just the if you wonder what the food situation is in this area, boy, you walk around that warehouse and you see how much food that comes in and how quickly it goes out.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we can't do it without our 69 partner agencies. The food bank is the food hub. We're the receiving and distribution point. We bring all of the food into the warehouse. It's our partner agencies that are boots on the ground. They're the folks in the local community. They're the local face that are helping to fight hunger. So they're the guys on the front line that are telling people, hey, we've got food here. This is what we can provide. So as a resource for all of those partner agency pantries, we have to work very diligently to make sure we have as much as we can available whenever the need arises.
FredFood.org is the website, and we're going to talk as we go along this morning about some things on that website that give you all kinds of information. But when we were talking here in the first segment, I was thinking, I've never heard how Dana got involved with the food bank. So, I mean, you literally went from college to the food bank.
Absolutely. But, you know, friends can lead you towards good, and friends can lead you towards not so good. So thank goodness I have very good friends.
Exactly. Exactly. This is the start today, as a matter of fact, of Legal Food Frenzy is a yearly, that's been a yearly event in recent years, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Today kicks off the first day of the 12th annual Legal Food Frenzy. And this year's chairman, who's last year's chairman and previous year's chairman, wonderful Mr. Alan Bareford from the Fredericksburg Public Defender's Office, is organizing all kinds of things to help benefit the food bank for this annual Legal Food Frenzy. I do want to give a thank you out to the Fredericksburg Area Bar Association. They have already agreed to donate $1,000 towards Legal Food Frenzy. So we thank you, Fredericksburg Area Bar Association, for that wonderful donation. They started that last year and they're continuing it this year, and we are so thankful and appreciative. I do want to let you know, too, there's also some ways that you can participate.
I was going to ask about that.
Yes, that are fun. I think are very fun. On April 23rd from 5 to 9, our friends at Malawi's Pizza, we love Rebecca and Patrick Church from the Church Restaurant Group, and they own Malawi's Pizza. Malawi's Pizza will be hosting the first Pizza to the People. And what this will do is for $20, you purchase the ticket and it'll allow you to purchase either a large pizza, pasta, or salad at Malawi's, and you'll also get a large fountain drink, and that enters you into raffles for all kinds of wonderful prizes as well. Now, the tickets are $20, and of that ticket, $5 goes directly to Legal Food Frenzy, to the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank, to help support the community. So the family benefits from a nice dinner out. You're entered into raffle contests, and you don't have to be present for the raffle. You can win even if you're not present, so that's wonderful. And what's really exciting about this is they've allowed you several days to be able to use your tickets. So if you're not able to attend on the 23rd, you've got until the 27th to go ahead and use those tickets to be able to have a dinner with the family. So it's a great way to reinforce family time, support the community for those that are hungry, and be able to hopefully win some fantastic prizes. Now, if you choose not to have any food, there's also raffle tickets that you can purchase for just $10, and that will allow you to automatically be entered in just the raffle portion. But we love this pizza to the People. Again, that's April 23rd from 5 until 9 p.m. at Malawi's Pizza, which is behind in the back part of the Spotsylvania Town Center, and it's going to raise funds for the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank.
Boy, what great partners you have throughout the community that make these kind of things possible. And these kind of things really help the food bank.
Oh, it's wonderful. I was going to say, Alan Bareford has just been running with this. He's the best chairman we've ever had. One thing I do want to make sure that I let you know is if you need tickets for Pizza to the People, the phone number to call is 540-899-4814. Again, that's 540-899-4814. Or you can visit fredfood.org, and we are selling them through the food bank as well. Just go to Steve at the front desk and tell him you want a Pizza to the People ticket, and he can hook you up right away. So this is just a great way to be able to have time out with the family and support the event.
Help the food bank, because these kind of things help the food bank do what you do.
Well, just so you know, with the Legal Food Frenzy, the Attorney General and the Young Lawyers Division of the Bar Association, they have gotten together and done this frenzy for 12 years now. So this year, the Attorney General Herring, he's recorded an actual special video message about the fundraiser to help explain it, how it benefits food banks, and why law firms, legal schools, private counsel, all of that should be involved in this. So if you go to fredfood.org, you'll see the link, the YouTube video from Attorney General Herring, so that you can get more information about the event, see how you can participate. There's also a link where you can register right today, so you can do that. We'll actually send up a donate page for you, so if you've got friends or family that want to donate to your office, you'll have your own donate page. We'll also take food at the food bank. We'll take funds via check as well. So there's many different ways that you can do this. And our goal is to exceed last year's goal. So we'd like to do $6,000 this year and at least 2,000 pounds of food. So it's a great way to help provide for the community in a great, an easy way to get involved.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that if there are others in the community that have ideas for, that if they'd like to get involved in a fundraiser to help the food bank, you're always open to new ideas.
Always. So if there's something you want to do, if there's a special event, I will let you know, though, it has to be done before the end of the competition. So whatever event you have, it has to be done before April 28th. We can no longer accept for the competition after April 28th. So just so you'll know, if there's something you want to do, if there's something you're already doing and would like to expand it for Legal Food Frenzy, please contact us at the food bank, 540-371-7666. And my direct extension is 131, or log on to fredfood.org and take a look up for my name, which is Dana Klein, and you can see my email address as well.
And this is the kind of thing, one of the many things that you do, but you coordinate a lot of these kind of events.
Oh, it's important to be out in the community, to let people know, to interact with people and to see. You don't understand what's going on if you're not out. So it's very important to our board and our for OYA to have us out and present in the community so that people know we are there, that we care, and that we're doing our very best. And sometimes the very best ideas, the best things happen when you're out in the community doing something else and somebody says, hey, just thought you might like to know, or have you considered, or is this a possibility? Or somebody will come in and say, I had an idea. So we always encourage that because some of the best things have come out of that.
That's what I figured. A lot of people come to you with ideas, and you're able to put them into action.
A lot of times we are. I won't say that we can do everything.
Sure.
There have been times where we haven't been able to do everything.
Yeah.
Or we've started with something and we found that it would be better to modify it and do it a little bit differently so it's more effective. And so we have done some modifications on certain things. But yes, those are great ways to help the community.
So if you want to talk, if you've got an idea, just get in touch with Dana Klein, 371-7666. The number to the food bank, and you said your extension is 131?
131, yes.
131. Fredfood.org is the overall website. Site for the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. Dana Klein here. More coming up this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We are now at 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Our special guest this morning is Dana Klein with the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank, fredfood.org, the website. I think there were a couple more things that you wanted to kind of tie up some loose ends with Legal Food Frenzy before we move on.
Oh, absolutely. I want to make sure that folks know that if you want to register your team, you still can. Just go to fredfood.org and you can register your Legal Food Frenzy team today to participate. And I want to give a big thank you. We already have teams that have registered. Allen, and Allen from Fredericksburg and Stafford, they have registered. Burchette and Rozek have registered. The City of Fredericksburg Commonwealth Attorney's Office. Again, Alan Bearford from the Fredericksburg Public Defender's Office, they have registered. Frankel Miller, Webb and Moyer, Hirschler Fleischer on Jackson Street, they have registered.
Mm-hmm.
Curlo, Gold, and Josie, I apologize if I'm murdering your names. Legal Aid Works, yay, Ann Hockner, Parrish, Sneed, Franklin, and Simpson, and the Spotsylvania County Attorney's Office, they have all registered. Remember, it is not too late. We're just starting today. Please visit fredfood.org and look for Legal Food Frenzy. Take a look at the teams. If your team can decide to join, we'd love to have you. We'll get a link up for you. If you decide to support another team, it's very easy to do at fredfood.org.
That's exciting that number of teams. That was a lot more teams than I guess I at the beginning than I thought there would be. So that's exciting to hear. And just to hear the cross section and and to hear who's involved.
Oh, it's wonderful. We have such a wonderful community, and oftentimes after Legal Food Frenzy, we'll have teams that did not participate, or we'll have offices that did not participate, and they'll just send in money towards the Legal Food Frenzy. So we love that the fact the whole legal community comes together for this and supports it. There's lots of events and activities. Please take a look and see how you can participate.
There is you've got golf is coming up. You've got a golf tournament coming up.
Yes. Our 17th annual Charity Golf Classic is coming up. This year is going to be a two-day event, April 25th or Thursday, April 26th. Mm-hmm. On the April 25th, the shotgun start is at 1 p.m. On April 26th, the shotgun start is at 9 a.m., excuse me, with that. Our premier sponsor this year, is Giant Food. Yes, we do thank you, Giant, for being our premier sponsor. But we also have an anonymous gold sponsor that we're very thankful for as well. And then we have some silver sponsors, McLean Mid-Atlantic, Schmidt Baking Company, and Vickers and Nolan. So we thank you all for being sponsors of this wonderful event. So you know that the sun is coming. You know you're going to want to golf. Why not make it golfing for a purpose? Why not help feed the community while you're having fun? The theme of this year's golf event is putting an end to hunger. Ha, ha, ha. A nice little play on words with that. Our goal is to raise $40,000 for food. Most people don't realize that the food bank actually has to purchase food. We actually need to buy food. In order for us to have fresh food for our programs, in order for us to have food out for the purchase program, we have to buy it. So that takes money. And so in order to have that money, we have to do fundraisers. And this golf tournament is our biggest fundraiser for this year to help us get the money that we need to help purchase that food. And you can be a part of that. Just so you'll know, it's $90 for an individual player, $350 for a team of four, and we have some great sponsorship opportunities. So if you would like to help sponsor, we've got sponsorship opportunities. Just go to fredfood.org and look up golf, and there's a flyer there. You can download that and take a look at all the sponsorships as well.
Boy, the you know, Dana, when you mentioned the went through the teams, and as we've talked about these various opportunities, whether it's Giant or some of the individual some businesses, it's all so needed to do what you do, because just the numbers of people that you're feeding every day through all of these pantries around the area, it's just huge.
With 69 pantries needing food from the food bank, 69 pantries need to be able to know that there's available resources out there that they can provide for their local communities. That's a big responsibility to get food into the food bank continually.
Yeah.
Food can only stay in the food bank for so long. We have to rotate that food back out. So in order to make sure that we have the best food available for those partner agency pantries, that oftentimes involves purchasing. So this is just a great way to help us be able to stretch those dollars, because we can purchase in bulk, and we have special arrangements with certain merchants through Feeding America that we can get discounts for purchasing. So not only can the food bank make your food dollar go, your donation dollar, excuse me, go farther, every dollar we can provide two meals back to the community. That'd be very hard to do without any sales tax and not only having to drive that food in. So when you donate at events and we can take that dollar and provide those two meals back, it's just a great way to effectively and efficiently get that food out to the people.
So if I want to donate food, you'll gladly accept it, but you can do more. If I give you money, if I give you cash to do something, you can do more and get more than I can on my own.
Well, we love it when people donate food. Donating food is fantastic, but we need the cash to fill the holes.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you'll give us some of this or some of that, which is great, but we may need more, or we may get rice and pasta and other things that go mm-hmm. with it, but we may need to purchase proteins, or we may need to purchase produce. Oftentimes we work with local farmers. We try to shop local. We try to buy local, just like tries to inform us to do. We do try to shop local. We do try to stay local. We do try to support the local economy with this. So, yes, it's a great way to stretch those dollars by giving cash.
Well, boy, when you were saying about this being about the 17th year for the golf tournament, we've done a lot of shows over the years on this. This golf tournament has a lot of staying power. I mean, it's been around for and has really provided the food bank with a lot of funds over the years.
Oh, that's in large part due to Dickinson Equipment. Mr. Dickinson came into the food bank and wanted to help out with the golf tournament and spoke with Oya Oliver many years ago. And they worked together, and Mr. Dickinson worked so hard on this tournament. So Dickinson Equipment sponsored the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank golf tournament.
I remember that.
For 15 years, Dickinson Equipment has been a staunch supporter of the food bank and actually took that responsibility on. They handled everything. everything for us. We didn't have a detail to worry about. And during that time, over $200,000 was brought into the food bank through donations through this golf charity. So we thank Mr. Dickinson and the Dickinson family so much. And in fact, this year, we've actually asked John DeVinny from Dickinson Equipment to come in and to invite people from Dickinson Equipment to come in and be our honorary guests at the golf tournament, because this year we're officially taking it on as our tournament, and that Dickinson will no longer be sponsoring this, but we would like Dickinson to know how thankful we are and how appreciative we are for everything they did to set this up, for the longevity of the tournament, and the friends they made in the community on behalf of that.
Yeah, no, John has come in here many times talking about the golf tournament. So again, if someone wants to get involved with the golf tournament, where can they get all that information? Fredfood.org?
Fredfood.org, yes. And Mr. DeVinny, if you're listening, we would love to have you. You folks are wonderful, and we thank you so much.
Now it's been a great event, and again the 2 days that the golf tournament takes place are
Wednesday, April 25th. Shotgun start is at 1 p.m. Thursday, April 26th. Shotgun start is at 9 a.m. at the beautiful Lees Hill Golf Club.
Okay, so we'll give details before we get out of here again about the golf tournament. One of the things, Dana, that I found on the fredfood.org is the Find a Pantry link, and it was just fascinating when you looked at all the little dots that you have there for all the pantries that are around here. It was just amazing to me that you've got one as far south as Doswell to Colonial Beach to Locust Grove and up to Triangle and everywhere in between. And as we've talked about this morning, that's a lot of places that are depending on the food bank to provide food.
Absolutely. We can't do it alone. As the hub, we are not alone. We depend on our partner agency pantries to get that food out to the communities. So yes, it takes a diverse group of pantries. Some are large, some are small. Some are based out of their own building, some are borrowed space. But all of these pantries do the same thing. They all help to meet the need and feed the hungry of our community. The over 35,000 hungry each day that are fed through the efforts of our partner agency pantries.
Wow.
And we thank them.
35,000 each day.
Well, there's 35,000 people struggling every day, and for some reason we want to eat every day.
For some reason, yeah. Exactly. And that's what this is all. This is just so important. And I know in my own life, my own church is involved, has a pantry.
Yes.
And gets food from the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. And those people on the Wednesday and the Sundays, they pick food up. I mean, it's vital to them.
Yes.
And their families.
Yes. These people count on it. It's not something we can do next week. You're hungry today. You have a need today. So we need to be prepared today.
And you talked a few minutes ago about how cash donations are great. But also just to get people together to do food drives in your neighborhood or to do food drives at work and that kind of thing. That's all still needed too.
Absolutely. Food drives are needed. Volunteer at events. If you don't want to do food or funds drives, volunteer at an event. We've got volunteer signups. You can just go to fredfood.org and look at volunteer. In fact, even at the golf sponsorship or the golf tournament, there's volunteer opportunities. So there's ways to volunteer at the food bank. There's ways to volunteer at events. There's ways to host your own volunteer event. So Carrie Seeley is our volunteer coordinator, and she goes ahead and takes care of all of that. So if you have any questions or concerns, speak with Carrie Seeley at the food bank, and she can let you know about all the volunteer opportunities at fredfood.org.
I heard you one time give one of the most interesting, and I've quoted you since, one of the most interesting, you did this little seminar for these people going through about the about how food is labeled and the use-by dates, because that's a big you follow all the guidelines, but I think a lot of us don't always understand the use-by dates and what all that means.
There's a lot of confusion out there about dating and product dating, and some of the dating is meant for the retailer. So when it says something that needs to be, it's a sell-by date, that means it needs to be off their shelf. There's nothing wrong with bread that's on the shelf after 3 days. It just has to be sold by 3 days, mm-hmm. or it has to get off the shelf. Well, we have a lot of waste in this country because we believe those dates mean that the food is bad, that it has expired, or that we're going to die if we eat after that date. But there's certain things in place that people don't understand that let us know that the food is safe. Now, just so you'll know, in this country, the people assume that the government regulates all of the product dating. But with the exception of medication and baby food, certain poultry and dairy items, it is not. So it is up to the manufacturer to determine the best date for that food. So it's in the manufacturer's best interest to choose a short date. So you in turn get close to that date, you're afraid, you say, this milk is close to date, I must throw it away because it's going to expire.
Yeah.
You waste it, you go back and you buy more. That's the greatest marketing tool that's ever been invented. As soon as we became fearful of our food and started throwing it away, boy, it added to that bottom dollar for those retailers. So that was a great way to do that.
So that's what I think we all misunderstand that.
We do. There's a lot of confusion. If you take a look at USDA.gov and take a look at your food, you're going to see that your food lasts a lot longer than you thought it would.
Well, Dana Klein here with the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. We're talking about dating and all. So I guess the bottom line, Dana, in all of this is just kind of is be smart on things.
Absolutely. We were given eyes and a nose and taste for a reason. And just understand that before the 1970s, there was no product dating on our food, and yet we lived. We survived, and we actually thrived. There's more of us now. So we can do just fine if we use our senses, common sense, and our biological senses. Take a look at your food. Your grandparents did not throw away a block of cheese if there was mold. They cut off the mold.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, make sure that you're safe about it. You don't want to mess around with baby food or medication because those become toxic and those can cause really real big problems.
Yeah.
But be smart about your food, be sensible. And the truth is, if you feel the food is too close to the use by date, sell by date, best before date, if you feel that it is too close to that and you're going to throw it away, don't. Give it to the food bank. We know the actual dating through the government. We know exactly how long we can handle that food, and we can get it out to a family tonight. They'll use it today. They'll have it, and then it won't be wasted.
When I saw you, when I first heard this a few years ago, and saw you give this talk to some people, I just remember me included, it was really new information to a lot of us.
I'm just passionate about this. Do you know that if we just stop wasting, we don't have to have any science or fun runs or anything technical, but if we just stop wasting our food,
yeah.
if we start using our food efficiently and effectively, just like we need to do with everything else, we not only solve hunger here, we solve global hunger. We're done. Everybody's fixed. We produce enough food.
Yeah.
There's enough food produced that we can take care of everyone. But we need to stop wasting and we need to be smarter about it. So use your food. Find different ways, you know, interesting ways to prepare it. So it's getting close to this. You know, if you've got bread that's hard, put it into a bread pudding, make some French toast, do something creative with
yeah.
it. If you've got milk that you're not sure is so good, make it a sauce, put it into a soup, whatever you need to do. There's just different ways to use your food that you can stretch it and make it more effective. And not only that, you're helping the whole country, the whole world.
I'm glad I asked. Dana Klein, fredfood.org with the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. More coming up. We're going to wrap it up. We'll talk about some of the events that we have talked about and give you again some details when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Dana Klein here from the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. We have been getting caught up on a whole lot of things and being informed on the labels. And so that's it's been an important hour. A couple things just as we before we get out of here this morning. Today, Legal Food Frenzy starts, Dana, and this is a big event for the food bank.
It's a wonderful event for the food bank, and it's a great way for the legal community to rally around and to assist those in the community. You know, it's interesting. You don't realize you need something until you don't have it or until you're in a, having a problem. So lawyers see folks when times are very desperate.
Yeah.
And sometimes when there's a problem or something that somebody cannot solve. So lawyers understand that sometimes you just have to be prepared for whatever walks through your door and be ready for it. And so I think that's one of the big reasons that they help so much with feeding this community, because oftentimes people don't realize that they're going to need resources at the food bank until they actually need those resources. I didn't even know where the food bank was until I came to the food bank. So oftentimes you don't know what you need to know until you need to know it. So that's what's really nice. So between the golf tournament that's going on April 25th and 26th, Legal Food Frenzy, which is starting today and going running through the end of the month, and through Giant Family Foundation with their donation to help us expand our kitchen and take care of our children's feeding programs, we can't do it alone. While we are the food hub in this community, it takes so many partners, so many supporters, so many people just like you coming through for us to help end hunger in this community.
You mentioned, as we started off the show, talking about the Giant Family Foundation and what they're providing, and the grant that you got is you're making some physical changes to the kitchen area there, and because of that, you're going to be able to do a lot more, whether it's summer feeding or the programs that you have in the during the school year for kids.
Exactly. This is going to allow our volunteers to safely prepare food and for us to be able to store food. We'll actually have refrigeration. We'll have tables that they can do food prep with. We've got the deep sink. We'll have a dishwasher for sanitation. I mean, it's just a great way for us to expand this kitchen, a door so we can load the van properly so we don't have to take it through the warehouse. It'll just make it more effective and efficient for us to get those meals out to those kids during the summer and during the Club Kids 2 Super Stack program during the year.
The Club Kids 2, is that something new?
Well, we've always had Club Kids after school snacks.
Yeah.
Yes, but now Club Kids 2 are fresh snacks.
Okay.
So we're doing USDA approved fresh snacks out to school. So we actually deliver to the schools for after school programs. So if a child is participating in an after school program, they have the opportunity to receive these Club Kids 2 fresh snacks, what we're calling super snacks. They have to have at least 5 meal components to qualify as a super snack. And that helps to bridge the gap between school ending and them possibly getting an evening meal. If they're not able to get a full evening meal, this super snack will help to bridge that gap for nutrition.
Well, big thanks to the Giant Family Foundation for what they've provided, because this when all the pieces and the permits come together, and once this is, it'll be exciting when you have the ribbon cutting for that, Dana.
Oh, it's going to be so exciting. I was going to say, between the kitchen and the golf tournament, Giant has really come through for the food bank and for this community. We also have food drives that are going on all month at Giant to help support it. They've got the new nutrition program. So it's just a great way. There's just different ways that people are working together to help this community, to keep this community great.
371-7666 to get in touch with the food bank. 371-7666. And if you want to talk to Dana yourself, extension 131 is your extension.
Yes, and please visit fredfood.org year-round throughout the year. Find out events that you can participate in, volunteer opportunities, and remember, today is the kickoff for Legal Food Frenzy. So all of you in the legal community, come on, join us.
Dana Klein, Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. Dana, thank you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Ted, so much. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.